jumped from a high-rise building, using only a raincoat as a parachute, and broke both legs upon landing. And I still had to pretend I was in a fucking Cirque du Soleil show. I've swallowed enough microchips and shit them back out again to make a computer. This arm has been ripped off completely and reattached with this fucking arm. During the threat of an assassination attempt, I appeared convincingly in front of Congress as Barack Obama. I watched the woman I love get tossed from a plane and hit by another plane mid-air. I drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car. I was on fire.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Angry Young Man, the podcast that used to be about Long Island hardcore. Today, I'm just going to tell a really great story regarding how I won the Mustang from the movie Menace to Society in a raffle from a custom car garage out in California. I already recorded this yesterday as I was driving about, and that was a bad idea, and the quality came out bad, and I got to do a bunch of editing, and I don't feel like it, so what I'm going to do is just try to record this straight and do a good job and not have to do any editing, because it's a pain in my fucking ass, and then I could just upload. So here's the story. There's a movie called Menace to Society. Some of you are very young and may not have seen this. It's a classic West Coast gangster movie, probably second most famous behind Boys in the Hood, unless I'm forgetting another one, but pretty fucking famous, lots of quotes, you know, it's heavily quoted, and so this is the point. In the movie, the main character named Kane, he's a drug dealer. He starts doing well. He wants to buy a new car. He goes to some chop shop. They sell him a two-tone Mustang 5.0. I think it's 1993. You know, it's got that two-tone. Like, the top is... it's convertible, by the way. The top is like a blue-green, and the bottom is like a gray. It was brand new at the time. So he buys that car, comes right out of the garage, and says something about he needs wheels. Right, because he doesn't want his stock wheels. So he spots a guy with some dope wheels with some gold spoke rims on them. And the guy's at probably a jack-in-the-box drive-through because this is L.A. And Kane rolls up to him with a gun and basically jacks him for his wheels. Has the guy take his wheels off and put them right on his, you know, on his Mustang that he just bought. And he makes him buy him a double burger with cheese. But that's neither here nor there. So now he's got the car, the Mustang with the gold rims. And at this point in my life, I've seen this movie so many times, I'm like, this is my dream car. If I grow up and I can somehow buy this car or whatever, that's what I want to do. I want to be driving this car in the future. This is 1993. Now, fast forward all the way to, like, say, I think this is 2 years ago. 93 to 2 years ago. And I never thought to do this before. I said, you know what? I wonder what happened to that fucking Mustang. And I go online and I Google it. I say, Mustang from Menace to Society. An article comes up and it says, owner of Mustang from Menace to Society, Tyron Turner, who played Kane in the movie, so the lead actor, apparently was gifted the car when the movie wrapped up. And there's an article saying that he wants to try to sell it, right? So I'm like, wow, that's interesting. I wonder when this article's from, because anytime between today, you know, 2 years ago and 1993, the article can be from. It could be from 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago. I look at the date, and it's from 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks prior to me just deciding to look. And it's underway. So Tyron Turner is trying to sell the Mustang. He wants $40,000 for it. Nobody will buy it from him for that much. He teams up with a custom car company out in LA called Custom Kings. And they do work on the car. to restore it and whatever, make it look all nice and shiny and new. I don't know what else they fixed on it or whatever, but it looks just like the car from the movie, you know, in good shape. And I'm like, I'm going to follow this story and see what happens. So on Instagram, I start following this actor, Tyron Turner. I start following Custom Kings, the car place. And they're not sure what they want to do with the car yet. And suddenly, the Custom Kings guy... Well, let me just step back for a second. I've heard this from the Custom Kings guy at some point when we were just talking. That at this juncture, before it becomes a raffle, Snoop Dogg... his people reach out to them and say, hey, Snoop wants this car, right? Because he read the article. And they lowballed the guy. They wanted to give him $15,000 or something. And the guy's like, no fucking way. I already put way more money into this, and I'm not taking a loss on the money. I don't care if it's Snoop or what. And they're like, well, Snoop's going to drive it on TMZ, and maybe he'll do a thing about men's society, and he's going to mention you and give you free press. And this cat from Custom Kings is like, nah, fuck that. I want the money. I don't want whatever you're offering. Anyway, somehow a plan is devised to now raffle off this car. So what this guy does is he makes, not sound stupid because probably more of you bet boxes and shit like that than I do, but it's numbers 1 through 100, like a big grid. And you basically pay X amount to pick numbers, right? And eventually all the numbers are going to be in a ball thing and spun around and picked. Now, at the time, I had money to play with. Right now, I am pretty broke, to be completely honest. But at the time, I was being a little crazy. These boxes were $500 each. And I bought 4. So that's $2,000 for y'all who can't do no math. I spent $2,000 on these fucking raffles, which is kind of crazy. But you have to understand, this is my dream car. I look it up on a whim. It's being sold right now, or raffled away. And I'm feeling very cosmically attached to this whole situation and feeling like it's very meant to be. So I go bananas and whatever. And here comes another crazy part, or it gets crazier. When I'm picking the numbers, I only want to do 4. I ask my wife, hey, do you have any numbers in mind? Am I missing any special secret numbers that I should think about? And her input was 8 and 88. And so when I go to pick the numbers in the end, just based on my other picks, I said, I think I'm going to have to go with an 8 here. Maybe I pick numbers, higher up the scale, and I just want to balance. But I go with 8. So now I picked 4 numbers. One of them is 8. I don't do 88. Okay. Now, I am one of the first few people to start buying these boxes and doing this thing. Again, I was acting crazy. I didn't have much assurance at all that this was legit or was going to happen or anything. It was kind of all just faith and madness. And the guy says, okay, well, here's what has to happen. We have to have somebody purchase every single box, and then we'll do the raffle. And it took time, but they were very, pretty transparent. And every day or every other day, they would show us the grid and which numbers were taken and how close we are to doing the raffle or whatever. Then this guy gets very sick. He catches COVID, and this is in the middle of COVID, this whole thing. He catches COVID and gets fucked up. He almost died. He was on breathing tubes and all these things. He looked awful. He was posting stuff on the internet. That's how I know, on Instagram. And while he was sick, I reached out to him and, sent my best wishes. Hope you're okay, man. This is crazy, whatever. Just said something nice. And he appreciated it. And thankfully, right, because, part of me, of course, was, I cared about his health, but I also care about what the fuck is going to happen to my money and this raffle. And he recovers. He comes out of it. He's okay. That's great. And he gets in touch with me and he says, hey man, I appreciated that you reached out to me. That was really cool. You know what I want to do for you? I want to give you another number, right? For free, $500 number for free. He's like, do you have anything in mind? And I said, well, yeah, I already have it. It's 88. I wanted to use it, but I didn't, you know, I only picked four. And so if I have a fifth, it's 88. And he goes, bro, that's my lucky number, and that's going to win you the car. And I was like, whoa. And I kind of got chills. You know, that was like another kind of crazy point in this whole thing. I said, okay. So now I have five numbers in there. Then he reaches out to everybody involved and says, hey, how do you want me to do the raffle? Do you want me to, you know, when I go in to pick the numbers, do you want the first number I pick to be the winner? Just say, oh, it's, you know, whatever, and so-and-so won, and that's the end of it, right? Or do you want to kind of make it more climactic and start picking numbers out till one number remains? And we said, we want to do it that way because that'll just be more fun. And that was a group decision. So he said, all right, cool, we'll do it that way. Now everyone's bought the boxes. He starts setting up the raffle drawing. It's a live event in California. I was invited to it, but I wasn't going to go to California. I think anybody who was from the area who bought tickets was in attendance, because if they won live, it'd be fun to be there. I think he had like food and drinks or whatever. And he did the whole thing on IG Live, like tight on the numbers, like with the camera tight on the numbers. Like, unless he's one of the greatest magicians I've ever seen, this had to have been above board. I can't understand it otherwise. And to further, because he really doesn't want people coming out later saying this is rigged, this is that, whatever, he has his 9-year-old son put on a blindfold. He spins the kid around five times and has to show him where the bin is, spins it around, and the kid picks out numbers every time. This is a blind kid. So, you know, and again, this is all like I'm watching. Everyone's watching, right? I wanted to watch this whole thing from home, you know, all chill at home, but I didn't make it. We were in Manhattan. Traffic was crazy. So we pull over to the side, me and my wife, and it starts. And I'm like, I'm just drinking and smoking and nervous and excited. And it starts. They start pulling out numbers. One by one. Boom, boop, boop. None of my numbers have been pulled out yet. And then you get about halfway through, and it's like, boom, boom, boom. Three of my numbers are gone. Like, quick. Like, oh, fuck, right? Start getting a little nervous. More numbers, not mine. I still have two numbers in there. Picking, and we're down to like six, and I have two numbers. Picking, boom. I lose another number. I only have one left. What number do you think it is? Correct. It's 88. So there's 3-4 floating around, going around, boop, like 27, boop, you know, whatever it was, 19. And they're like, and the winner is 88. The free number I got after I reached out to this dude. And I'm like, no fucking way. I'm bugging out. I'm in Manhattan. I'm freaking out. Dude's like, Adam, you won. He's like, come on live. So I like jump on live with him. I'm bugging out. He's bugging out. He's like, I fucking told you, didn't I? It was 88, da, da, da. And we were just kind of bugging out, and it was fun. And, yeah, it was fucking wild. One of the wildest things that ever happened, all things considered. I did have to have the car shipped to me from California. That was some extra money, but overall, I spent less than $3,000 on a car that's certainly worth between, I'd say, $15,000 and $40,000, depending on how you ask. So I still made out. The car is, for anyone wondering, is currently not on the road. I need to do some things to it and whatever, but I will. The only negative thing that ended up happening, and this is just full disclosure in case any of you out there are like, hey, I want to buy the car or whatever. Not that I'm looking to sell the car. But what ended up happening after he announced that I won was I start getting flooded with DMs because he put my Instagram on, right? flooded with DMs from strangers. You know, half of them are going, it's not the real car, bro. You got totally, like, fucked. You know, the real Mustang is sitting in someone's backyard in New Hampshire, you know, rusted. That's not the real one, whatever. Or somebody would say, you know, five different 5.0s were used on the set of that movie. And who's to say the one you have is the one? Also the Tyron Turner, the star of the movie, Kane, he was there at the raffle and signed the dashboard of the car as well. So, I mean, he was endorsing that it's the one. Everyone's endorsing that it's the real one. But these strangers tell me it's not, blah, blah, blah. And then people are like, yo, where do you live at and whatever? And I'm like, listen, I'm going to fucking disappear right now. I'm going to block all of you and just fucking disappear with this car because I don't need people coming to try to find it and steal it from me. I don't want to hear anymore that it's fake or it isn't fucking fake. You know, whatever. It's close fucking enough. And so I kind of, like, I ghosted the dude from the custom place. I ghosted everyone. And he actually reached out to me and he's like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't you talking about the car? And I was like, well, because of this. Because fucking people are telling me it's fake now. What do you say about that? You know? No, whatever. And I'm like, listen, I don't want to deal with all this shit. I don't want to deal with people trying to fucking tell me this, that, the other thing, looking for the car. And he's like, well, everybody's saying it's bullshit now because you won't show the cars. They don't even think I gave it to you. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, my man. And, yeah. So it's pretty much been sitting there for a while under a tarp. And the other day, for some reason, I decided to take pictures of it because I realized maybe I never said, hey, I own this fucking car. But, you know, if you know the movie and the car, you'll know that this is fucking cool as fuck. If you haven't, you don't, you know, probably don't give a shit. But that is basically the whole story about how I won the Mustang. And I hope you all enjoyed it. And I am not going to edit this because I think it came out fine. And I will talk to y'all later.
Yeah, 2023 starting much like 2022 ended violence in the streets of Baltimore.
Motherfuckers following the script. War weeds out the snakes in the grass with a closed fist. Finger on the trigger, 12 in the clip. This is a lick, don't get sick, bitch. Run your shit. Heard you talking behind my back. Now I'm in your face. Where's the energy at? You better quit acting before you get jacked. No apologies, it's too late for that. When I catch you port at the red light, motherfucker, I don't want your phone. When I don't have a map, please know you're not going home. You have no business around this way. Now here is where your soul stays. As a blot on your knee, as you pray. Guilty by association. Been barked for a while, but I must be patient. Waiting for you to slip and make a mistake, so I can let this 38 decide your fate. No matter what you do, you will end up in the dirt. 6 feet in the grave release you from this earth. It's your life or mine, I will take yours first. When I catch you parked at the red light, motherfucker, I don't want your phone. When I don't have a mask, please know you're not going home. You have no business around this way. Now here is where your soul stays. As a blot on your knees, as you pray. Nobody hears a sound. Who knew tonight you'd be fighting?